couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Guy DiPlacido, and the Celtics lose to the Miami Heat 111-101 on their home court after a ridiculous regular season at home. They lost to the Miami Heat, and it was ugly. Like, frankly, it was an ugly, ugly game. Gonna dive into today's podcast, same as usual. Run through player of the game, run through some of the highs, some of the lows. To get things started here, I guess give player of the game to Jaylen Brown. I guess you could give it to Jason Tatum. I get like either of those guys, I guess. JB, I think from a scoring perspective, did a lot to keep the Celtics in this game, especially early on in that second quarter to end the second quarter, had 11 straight points in a two-minute span. Three straight threes, back-to-back-to-back threes, and then very tough basket after that. So ended off the second really well, had 21 points at the half, and then second half honestly did fine scoring. 12 points in the second half overall, solid, right? 33 points on the night, 8 rebounds, had an assist, had a steal, had a block, shot the ball pretty damn well. 13 to 23, 4 of 9 from 3. You'll take that. One place he's struggled all season long, from the free throw line, 3 of 6 tonight. Wasn't great, right? Did turn the ball over 3 times. Frankly, not a bad showing. However, there are not a lot of guys on this Celtics team that really did a whole lot in this one. JB, I thought, was really solid on both ends of the ball. Jason Tatum, same thing. Tatum, 28 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, a block. Again, similar to JB, also had 3 turnovers. 10 of 20 from the field, solid. 6 of 8 from the free throw line, better than JB, right? 6 of 8, I guess, fine. 2 of 6 from 3. Those were the only two guys that the Celtics were really able to rely on from a scoring perspective. We had an unbelievable performance from our bench last game. Sam Hauser, Horford, Pritchard, all of them played really well. Tonight, didn't really show up, right? Nobody else really showed up. Derek White had spurts. In fourth quarter, he played pretty well. Third quarter, there were stretches where he played really well. So, I mean, again, it's tough. Derek White, the only player outside of JB and Tatum to score in double figures. He had 13 points. He had 4 points going into the fourth quarter, meaning we didn't have a third double-digit score until midway through the fourth. It's embarrassing, and it's so not like this Boston Celtics team. This is a team that has gone out consistently with five guys in double figures pretty much all year long because we have so much talent. However, they had 18 points in the third, 22 points in the fourth. It was ugly for the majority of this game. Give both of the Jays a little bit of credit. I think they did a really good job of keeping the Celtics in this game for the most part with clutch baskets here and there, but you needed more from the other guys, and that's really what this came down to. Last game, the Celtics absolutely dominated from beyond the arc. Absolutely dominated. And it just wasn't the case in this game, right? You look at last game in particular, the Celtics were 22 for 49 from three, right? Tonight, the Celtics were 12 of 32. So we took 17 less three-point shots in this game, right? Not a good look. There is no reason ever for the Celtics to only take 32 three-pointers in a game. We have too many guys that are capable of shooting it at a very high percentage. I said it last podcast, there are 8 guys on this team that can shoot from beyond the arc. Nobody was doing it tonight. We really, really struggled. On the flip side of that, Miami Heat, they were only 12 of 37 last game, right? Again, still better than what we were today, right? Well, they took more, at least, right? Tonight, 23 of 43, 53.5% from beyond the arc. And frankly, this is a Miami Heat team that is not known for shooting threes very well. They don't have a lot of good three-point shooters. Tyler Hero is one of them. However, he was over 50%. Jovic, 3 of 4. Caleb Martin, 5 for 6. Hakez, 3 for 6. Everybody was just lighting up the Celtics from 3. This is not the norm for Miami. But at the end of the day, this is what they came and did. I want to talk about some of the negatives and the reason that they were able to hit so many. Before we dive into the rest of the negatives, though, I want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality. Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets? All right, so let's dive into some negatives here. Listen, the biggest negative, obviously, is the three-point percentage that we were giving up, right? Over and over. And honestly, there's a little bit of both here. Whenever a team goes off and shoots 53.5% from three, it's because of a couple reasons. First reason, the defense was horrendous. Second reason, a little bit of luck involved, right? And I'm not going to sit here and say that this was all luck. This was absolutely a mixture of great shooting on the Heat's half, but also the Celtics left them pretty open quite often in that game. It's the same reason I said the Celtics were going to do really well in the series, because they were getting a ton of wide open, really good looks from three last game. It didn't really happen as much today. Why? Because Porzingis really wasn't assertive at all. That's the first part, right? So from three, that to me is the biggest issue. We gave up a lot of wide open looks for this Miami Heat team. Part of that, due to the fact that Bam setting illegal screens, it is what it is. Just going to call it out. That's not the only reason, though. Guys were sagging constantly. Miami Heat did a really good job of trying to get Bam going in the paint. And it worked. Bam was really, really good in this game. 21 points on 9 of 13 from the field. Honestly, don't even remember him missing. There was one miss that I remember, and it was an air ball. That's it. Outside of that, he was money from that mid-range, like short pull-up. So give Bam a lot of credit. He's the reason that a lot of our guys were sagging and giving up a ton of wide-open looks for this Miami Heat team. The Celtics need to be better about trusting the math, trusting what we've been doing all season long. People complain about the Celtics living and dying by the three. The math is there. Warriors did it a bunch. The Celtics won a lot of games this year by doing exactly that. They absolutely took advantage of Kristaps Porzingis in the post, but when guys doubled, Kristaps kicked it out. And it's exactly what the Miami Heat were doing today. right? Bam, got the ball in the post, either kicked it out, leading to open shots, or you have guys that just swing the ball really well. But guys are sucking in to the heart of the defense towards the rim, and it leaves a lot of guys wide open. And it happened tonight over and over and over. It's the same thing that happened for us last game. Literally, picture perfect, same thing. The part that really frustrates me was on the offensive side for the Celtics team, because this is not the way that we typically play. I talked about Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum really carrying the bulk of the scoring for this team, right? 33 and 28. What's that? 33 plus 28 is 61 of our 101 points. That's not good. It's great for them, but it means the rest of the team was a no-show. And I'm going to start here with Porzingis, because frankly, last podcast talked about it. Porzingis, to me, is the key to this whole series for the Celtics. 6 points tonight, 1 for 9. 1 for 9 from the field, 0 for 4 from 3. This was as bad of a game as we've seen from him all season long. He did have 2 blocks, had a nice block on a Caleb Martin 3. You'll take it, right? Had 3 steals. He was fine. Defensively, Bam took advantage of him. Offensively, he was an absolute no-show. Everything that we talked about last game, him trying to get into the paint, finding mismatches, kicking the ball out, didn't happen. Miami Heat still doubled, but the passes weren't crisp, and it didn't lead to many open shots, right? That is an issue. Cannot happen. Jrue Holiday, 9 points, 4 of 12 from the field. Basically a no-show on that side of the ball. Defensively, solid. Offensively, you need more. You really need more. Derek White, again, talked about him a little bit, turned it on in the fourth quarter, but he took, I believe, 3 shots in 3 quarters. Was a shell of himself. All season long, he's been the guy, he's been the motor for the Celtics team. He's kept him moving in the right direction. Tonight, did nothing. Sam Hauser, Al Horford, Peyton Pritchard. Again, you go back to last game, and they played insanely well. Insanely well. Hauser, 12 points. Horford, 10 points. Pritchard, 8 points. Tonight, we combined for 12. And the shooting splits were not there. Every single bench player. Hauser, 4 for 6 from beyond the arc. Horford, 2 for 5. Pritchard, 2 for 5. Sam Hauser, 2 for 4. Horford, 1 for 1. Pritchard, 0 shot attempts. 0 shot attempts in 20 minutes of play. This wasn't it. This wasn't it. You need other guys to be aggressive. And this wasn't a game, frankly, where Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown were really forcing the issue. Like, their shooting percentages are solid. They weren't forcing the issue a ton. There are shots out there. Porzingis just didn't hit any. Holiday didn't hit anything. Like, nobody was really trying to move the ball. We slowed the pace. We stopped playing defense. We slowed the pace, and it led to tougher half-court offense. And it's not something that you want to rely on against a scrappy Miami Heat team. That's it. This is a frustrating, frustrating loss. I said Celtics in 5, right? I said Celtics in 5. I was expecting the Celtics to have some sort of collapse, some sort of loss at some point in this season or in this series, right? 0% of me was expecting it to be in game 2 on our home court. After the way that we defended it all season long, this is not the game that I was expecting the Celtics to drop. It's extremely frustrating. The Celtics have to bounce back. It's another day, another game where Celtics do have a little bit of rest. We don't play until Saturday. So again, another 2-day stretch. At least this time, we are traveling. So we are going to Miami. So give the Celtics some time to watch some film. They need to get back to playing their brand of basketball. They need to get the ball into the post more. They need to get Porzingis going early. Calling it now. First basket of the game is going to be Porzingis. They're going to try to get him going. They need to. That's where we're going to wrap things up. Tough overall loss. Celtics will be back in action Saturday night. Slightly early game, 6 o'clock start. I'll be here. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I
I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we the Celtics? Who are we the Celtics?